Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and it is 46 degrees. We picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rain in the overnight. The update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Too much money to be made and lost. East and Gulf Coast port owners and striking dock workers got tentative agreement on wages, and the strike is ending temporarily after 3 days.
Sources familiar with these negotiations tell us that the union and the shipping industry group have reached a tentative agreement that will suspend this strike until January 15th. This agreement covers wages. Both sides would then return to the negotiating table to resolve their outstanding issues in January.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A federal jury in Memphis convicted three former cops of obstruction in the federal civil rights trial stemming from the beating death almost 2 years ago of Tyree Nichols. These officers still face murder charges in state court. The death toll in the southeast U.S. from Hurricane Helene soared to 215. Governors in impacted states rejecting former President Trump's claim that the Biden administration isn't helping. This is ABC News. Country superstar Garth Brooks on the business end of a civil lawsuit asserting rape.
In the lawsuit filed here in L.A., the woman using the name Jane Roe, a former makeup artist for Garth Brooks' wife, Trisha Yearwood, claims Brooks raped her in a hotel room in May of 2019 and sexually assaulted her at other times. She claims when she was raped by Brooks, they had traveled to L.A. alone and not with his normal entourage. Garth Brooks allegedly tried to block the lawsuit by filing his own federal suit last month as John Doe, and in it, he denies the allegations, saying the claims are wholly untrue. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
More diversity for the Recording Academy, announcing it's added about 8,700 new members since 2019. There are now 13,000 voting members, with more than 3,000 of the new ones women. The Grammys came under fire in the past decade after the top categories overlooked artists of color and women. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Head to Richland Locker and take advantage of great deals. Get top sirloin for just $6.98 a pound, saving you $3.51 a pound. Grab some delicious hard salami at $8.98 a pound and Munster cheese for $4.98 a pound. With the weather cooling off, it's the perfect time to explore the fantastic selection of bourbons and craft beers. These deals are good through next Tuesday, so don't miss out at the Richland Locker and downtown Richland Center.
Coming up, we'll share with you weekend weather details. It should be pretty much good all the way through for the many things going on in our area this weekend.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Fall is a busy season. The team at Simpson's Tractor can help you be ready for fall with New Holland, Gale, Land Pride, Myers, and Great Plains equipment. Whether you're heading to the field to harvest this season's crops or you're a contractor with a long list of jobs before the ground freezes, Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this fall. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 70 with some clouds early, then sunny, north to northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear and chilly, a low of 42. Saturday, 80, unusually warm for October. And Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. In Richland Center, 4/100ths of an inch of rain in the early morning hours today. The air is calm and it is 46 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good Friday morning. It's 10 minutes after 7.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach. 7 buddies and an old RV. Beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy. never seen the Vegas lights. Spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Say we did. Just to say we did.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Radio. Here's one for all of the fellows and ladies headed to the Wheels of Time, the Richland County Fairgrounds this weekend.
They were farm kids way down in Dixie. They met in high school. Everyone knew it was love from the start. One July in the midnight hour, he climbed upon the water tower, stood on the rail and paid.
A little Joe Diffie music going on there this morning on WRCO. Here's something you can sink your teeth in today. Cinnamon Roll Day. Woohoo! It's National Cinnamon Roll Day. It's National Denim Day. I followed suit. I'm a working man. I wear my denims today. We'll be working out at the Richland Center Homecoming Parade a little bit later on today. It is National Golf Day. That sounds like a good thing to be doing today. It's National Taco Day. It is also National Vodka Day. Everything in moderation, of course. World Animal Day, National Diversity Day as well on the 4th of October. Here's one for Baby who's got her denims on today.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. As she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Well, she can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. But she don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby.
Sammy Kershaw, WRCO, WRCE, 45 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday morning.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Muller and Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Here he comes.
Hey. Hey, you know what? I've been mopping.
You've been mopping?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cleaning up. Cleaning up after people.
Well, what do you do?
Joanne walks by and says, "What are you doing? Mopping?" Uh-huh. I go, "No, I'm trying to get your car started where you can go downtown."
Oh.
She was not thrilled.
Boy, oh boy.
She was not thrilled with me.
That's we'll have to have a meeting later, I guess. But
with me or?
Yeah, both of you, probably.
Why? She started it.
Counseling.
So, oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, how you doing?
We're doing well, you know, as best as we can. Here's mm-hmm. Wisconsin sports fans. It seems like we've been kicked in the stomach,
yep.
You know. What do you do? What do you do, Hank?
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought they won 2-0, and I turned it off.
Yeah,
and I went to sleep.
I thought
that's no lie.
Well, I thought they were going to win 2-0, you know, but then I heard.
Because you had Devin Williams on.
Yep. I heard Euchre's call of Alonzo's home run. I'm like, oh, man. Makes it equally sad that you never know, you know, when's going to be Euchre's last season.
No.
And so.
He's done a lot of good for baseball.
Yeah, he has.
He is.
Yeah, really has. So.
I was first introduced to Mr. Euchre. Tastes great.
Oh, sure.
Less filling.
Those were
from the. When he was in the nosebleed section in the stands.
Those were so funny.
They were good.
Those commercials, they just really were.
I wrote those.
Well written.
Thank you.
They were all really good.
They were awesome.
I like the one where they're having the ex-major leaguers are all hanging out at this bar.
Yes,
and he's like, I'm going in there. And then the door is locked. And he's like, oh, looks like they're having a good time in there. You know,
how come I'm not allowed in there?
Wouldn't let him in. Good stuff, yeah. And I actually met him a couple of times over the years. I actually had a little bit of a conversation once when I was a really young radio announcer. I have a picture of it on my desk.
Yes, you do.
So, yeah, I had different colored hair then. Euchre looks the same.
Yeah. What color hair did you have back then?
I think it was brown, if I remember right.
Brown.
Uh-huh. Hmm. It's been a long time. I was premature gray.
Are you sure you were brown at all?
Yeah, back in the day.
Really?
Started turning about 25. I did.
Mine started out about 25, still falling out.
Yeah, so. I started falling out. Gosh. Oh, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's the thing. Some people make fun of you. I don't care. Yeah. It is what it is. It's like I am
guy,
what I am.
The guy that went to the doctor and said, "Doctor, can you give me something to keep my hair in?" He said, "Here's a paper bag." Yeah, boom. It's not even Monday.
Not even Monday. Yeah, they get a freebie. I was at the store yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I was getting this. You heard about the KFC lady that says, "I can't believe that you're going to eat just one piece of chicken."
Oh.
Destroyed that family. I said, "No, I ordered a bucket size."
The whole family.
Yeah. So I was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I was getting some chicken.
Yeah.
And a lady goes, "You're not eating plant-based meat?" And I said, "No, I don't. I'm not a fan of plant-based meat at all." Or, you know. And she goes, "I can't believe you're not getting plant-based meat." And I said, "You know what? It is plant-based." She goes, "What plant?" And I said, "A meat processing plant."
Yeah.
So it is, but it, you know, to eat your own, that happened. That's a true story.
That is a true story.
That's a true story.
I thought that was Hanko.
No, that's a true story. Happened to me yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
And that's fine. I don't care what you eat.
No.
You know, I don't care what you eat. Neither. I just.
I've tried different plant-based. Yeah. I've tried a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And I'll eat it.
Eat what you want.
Some of it's pretty
tasty.
That's
why it's so nice to live in the United States.
You put a little gravy and ketchup on anything, it'll taste good.
Good. Yeah. Well, you put ketchup on your shopping list.
I do, and I can't read it.
Can't read it.
Ba-bum-tsh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, lots of things going on this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Starting we'll today.
Richland Center Homecoming Parade.
Well, starting today. Right. I'm in the Wheels of Time getting ready to get kicked off.
Well, yeah, they'll be out there all day today,
with
tomorrow,
the pie,
Sunday.
The famous pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have homecoming.
Homecoming
parade at what time? 2?
Is that 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Comes downtown.
Okay. 3 o'clock. I'm sorry. Yep.
Our announcer stand will be kind of by Royal Bank across from Christie's Sunnyside, downtown Richland
Center.
So
if it starts at 3, it will be erected by 2:59.
We'll be there. We'll be there. And we're also calling the duck race at Richland Center.
Yes,
sports boosters are putting
on. Actually, never seen the duck race. Look forward to seeing that.
Yep, that'll be fine. They had it. They've got it kind of streamlined where they have a little funnel where all the ducks.
Oh, okay.
Ducks are right there, and the water comes out of the fire truck.
I got 3 or 4 ducks on my, desk.
Throw
can
those
I put
in
those
the race.
In there?
Your rubber ducky.
I got 3 of them.
I think they're bigger than the actual ducks that they use.
Really?
I think so. They'd probably stick out, but. You can throw them in there if you want, I suppose.
So what happens to the ducks once they get to the finish line?
Well, there's people down at the finish line collecting them, so they have several, you know, because they...
Can I get one?
They come so fast.
Oh.
You've got to have almost like a photo finish right there at the end.
So what do they do with the ducks when it's over?
They collect them and save them for another year.
Oh, I can't get one then.
Probably not, no.
Huh. So,
no. They store them and have another race.
Well, I just think maybe we should... You know, they should. Their quackery should be free.
Uh huh. So, well, they're plastic, so
it doesn't matter.
They're not real, Hank.
No,
they're not.
No,
they
don't
have
to dehydrate or hydrate them every year.
No, they're not real. Sorry.
No, that's all right. I'd still want one.
Yeah, sorry. But football tonight, and then
football
of course
tonight,
all
yes.
day tomorrow. Yes. Center Color Fest festivities,
and you know what? The Quilters Guild.
Yep.
And then the EMS.
They're having something at Kroska Park.
Yeah, and don't forget about Oakwood.
Oakwood's
all
having a celebration.
I believe they start today. I think that I'm going to send you to Oakwood a little bit later to do some reports.
Well, we'll be out there, you betcha. Talk to what's going on about the bakery and some new breeds of apples. And
they're kind of cool.
Yep.
So,
and how about the 50th anniversary of Vitesnik Power Sports?
Yes, that is amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. They'll have a celebration tomorrow all day.
All the Vitesniks out there, go by and say hi to Garrett and all the staff out there. So. Good people out there. I mean, so good that I've been there.
Yeah.
They haven't kicked me out.
They haven't kicked you out yet.
Well, they may have. They may lock the doors. But do not let him back in again.
Right. Because you sit on all the vehicles and you go, and you pretend like you're driving them and stuff.
No, I drive them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Slobber all over them.
Well, Todd goes, how many are you going to drive before you like them? I said, I'm just trying to run the gas out of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm just doing you guys a favor.
Sure. Yeah. Before winter.
Yeah. got to get some stable in there. So anyway, anything else going on this weekend?
Oh, sure. Lots of stuff. The Canyon of Lights Parade,
yes,
Saturday night.
Yes, I forgot about that. Oh, and the Wine Walk tonight.
Wine Walk tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your tickets now, and you can go online to get those tickets. And then the big dance at Phoenix Center afterwards.
Yep. They have a closing band inside this year.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So I was wanting to know if I would get in trouble if I went down and danced.
Probably.
Because I have to go to Royal tonight.
Oh, yeah, you'll be coming right through there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just wondering if they'll turn the lights off when they know I'm in town.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay, don't say nothing.
Just leave your shirt on. That's all I can say.
I was going to wear Speedos and my boots.
Yeah. Well, boy, that would be something. Talk about clearing the room.
I can do that without that, though. So, anyway, and a big show tomorrow night, Saturday, you know, for those were the days.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Oh, boom. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
So
I'll play some bubblegum tunes tomorrow night.
For all those people that that bought the Brewers extra game package, don't worry about that.
Yeah, Henry just lost money as a junior salesman here at WRCO.
Yeah,
Brewers
yeah.
are done.
Mm. Thanks a lot, Milwaukee.
Thank you, Milwaukee.
Yeah, so we'll be taking a donation job. Oh, and hopefully by next Tuesday, we got Paul Harvey started.
Yes.
Okay. And it's your chance to sign up for J.J. Walsh's.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a
75th anniversary from WRCO and J.J. Walsh's.
Yeah, it's not their 75th.
No,
it's ours.
It's ours, WRCO.
Because it's a diamond anniversary, you can win a diamond.
You can win a diamond of up to $1,000.
Wow.
So J.J. Walsh Jeweler, and thanks to Amanda and Jamie and all the staff down at J.J. Walsh. And also, we want to put a big shout-out to our supporters for this. Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. So big time sponsors. I mean, and great people and great businesses.
Long time supporters of WRCO.
Long time. I mean, and Jamie Walsh is actually long. He's been here since I've been here, so that's been 11 or 12 years.
Yep.
So, and he still allows me in the store.
That's good.
I can't go buy into the jewelry or nothing, but.
Right. I was hoping to win that diamond for June, but I guess I found
you're not
I'm not eligible. So,
but we are.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? And then
I wrote the rules.
Oh, I see. Have a good one, Hank.
Buddy, yep. Have a great weekend. Everybody be kind, Phil.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTru front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTru, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Some notes on today. Leave It to Beaver made its debut on CBS in 1957. Also, the space age began that same day as the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite. It was also in 1970 when singer Janis Joplin was found dead of an overdose in Los Angeles. And in 1990, a TV show premiered called Beverly Hills 90210. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Easton Hinsey from Mary and Norm. Happy 6th to Easton. Love from Grandpa and Grandma Kretz. Happy 13th to Aiden Imhoff. Have a great day. Love from Mom, Dad, Aubrey, and Alex. Happy 13th, Aiden. Love from Grandma and Grandpa Myers. And happy 13th, Aiden. Love from Mike, Michelle, Brett, Michelle, Mateo, and Mark, and Tyson. Have a great day today. Aaron Faber. Happy 8th, bud. From Mom and Dad, Isaac, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, and Lilia. Happy wishes to William Smith from St. Mary's School, Clayton Jelenic from St. Mary's School, and Tyler Anderson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Cody Jurgensen from Ash Creek United Methodist. Have a great day, Kenna Clark, and all the best from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to Kenna Clark from Lori and the guys. To Lucille Berkhammer from Paul and Lou Kretz. Katrina Bunce. Happy birthday, Katrina. This is from Grandma Sherry and Brandy today. Andy Hipsch celebrated a birthday yesterday. He was looking good at the sale. Have a great day, Andy. Lots of love from all the Hipsch clan. From the Muscadet Blue River at Avoca Lions Club on the 4th of October, happy birthday, Monica Hatch, John Imhoff, Steve Paysold, and Helen Walsh, along with Sue Ruckheim. And happy anniversary, Mike and Cora Jacobson. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Frank Bernhagen. Happy anniversary, Dick and Lorraine Dahlberg, Larry and Susan Hallett, and Kirk and Jill Layer, celebrating an anniversary today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Clayton Jelenic, to Piper Kepler, Max Wallsmith, Salix Wallsmith, and Lucille Berkhammer. Happy anniversary, Mark and Ty Benson. Happy anniversary, Larry and Susan Hallett from Richland Center United Methodist Church, and wishes to Larry and Sherry Nelson from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Best wishes to the newlyweds there on Huffman Lane, celebrating a special day today.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The news is coming up. Joanne has that. This is Phil Lee wishing you the best. We'll talk to you again next hour with sports and fresh from the country and trivia.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Morning, and it's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Some clouds early, then sunshine today, a high of 70. Tonight, mainly clear and chilly with a low of 42. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 45 degrees.
genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace, real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. One person is dead and another injured in a one-vehicle crash on the interstate in Sauk County. Yesterday afternoon, the crash occurred on I-90 eastbound at 100-mile marker near Lake Delton. The vehicle was being operated eastbound when out of control, rolled over, and came to rest in the median. At this time, one occupant is deceased and one was transported by helicopter. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris campaigned Thursday night in the birthplace of the Republican Party during her stop in Ripon. Harris says Donald Trump violated the oath to uphold the Constitution by not accepting the results of the 2020 election. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Harris will be able to unite the nation and she'll be a president who will defend the rule of law. The visit was Harris's fifth to the battleground state since launching her campaign in July. A Portage County man is being held on a high cash bond for allegedly threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats. 56-year-old Robert Arnold allegedly made the threat in a voicemail message to the office of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. In the message, Arnold threatens Harris, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, State Representative Katrina Shanklin, and a Portage County supervisor who was running for state assembly. Arnold is being held on a $50,000 cash bond and will be back in court later this month to be formally charged with terrorism. His arrest comes as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns of a heightened threat environment ahead of the presidential election. The investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney's handling of the city's ballot drop box is now in the hands of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. DOJ personnel conducted interviews at Wausau City Hall Wednesday. That's the same day Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Nick Ramos accompanied several Wausau residents to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin in Madison. Ramos said they've asked for a review of Dinney's actions and that he be held accountable if any laws were broken. Dinney maintains he did nothing wrong when he wheeled the unsecured drop box into his office nearly 2 weeks ago. Wausau City Clerk had the box installed for use this past Monday, and it remains unclear if any penalties Dinney may face. The Wausau City Council will consider a resolution regarding the drop box at its regular meeting on Tuesday. A new report finds huge challenges looming for Wisconsin's elder care industry. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Researcher Kevin Daspoy says by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. As of last year, the state totaled about 80,000 beds in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. As many as 82 Wisconsin projects tied to clean energy could qualify for tax incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Wind turbine technicians and solar installers are the fastest growing occupations in the U.S., but union leaders say more people need to be aware of the opportunities. Emily Pretzkow of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council says they'll offer good jobs.
I think there maybe are some old ideas about what working in the trades means. These are not temporary jobs. These are meant to be careers, excellent pay, flexibility, and we are rising to meet that.
Wisconsin residents are sending a lot of ticks to researchers this year. Marshfield Clinic is doing a long-term study on the tick population in Wisconsin and how it's changing. Researchers asked people who remove or find ticks to send them in, and so far over 5,400 have been submitted. In addition to the more common deer tick, which carries Lyme disease, the team also received 13 Lone Star ticks, which are rare in the state. A bite from the Lone Star tick can cause an illness that makes people allergic to meats and other animal proteins. Wisconsin Humane Groups are helping animals displaced by Hurricane Helene. A group of 45 dogs and 25 cats arrived in Wisconsin on Wednesday and were taken to various shelters in the state. The Dane County Humane Society is assisting with 10 cats. Spokeswoman Lisa Bernard says that will open up space in affected areas to handle local lost pets and reunite them with their owners. DCHS will let the public know when the animals they've received are up for adoption. A routine inspection by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on conditions of animals in the care of UW Enzyme researchers resulted in a handful of citations. The inspection report shows 1 non-critical and 4 critical citations regarding human error and several procedures performed on primates. In one critical incident, the group of cause damaged a door separating them from another group. The primates were able to interact, resulting in injuries. UW-Madison says corrective measures have been taken. A massive fire at a western Wisconsin recycling facility is out. The blaze broke out at Omaha Track in the town of Campbell on French Island, just outside the city of La Crosse, around 1:30 Tuesday morning. The facility grinds up scrap railway ties and other materials into chips that can be used as biofuel. Flames and smoke from the fire could be seen for miles. Campbell Fire Chief Nate Melby says multiple departments battled the fire for more than 20 hours before finally extinguishing it around 11 o'clock Tuesday night. Melby says no one was injured and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Need to rent a car? When reaching out to rental car companies to book a rental, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns to take extra steps to be sure you're talking with the right person. BBB Scam Tracker is receiving reports of con artists impersonating rental car company representatives. They claim to be able to get you a deal on your rental, but it's really a way to trick you into paying hundreds of dollars for a car that doesn't exist. How the scam works? You search for a rental car company online and dial the phone number that appears at the top of the results. A customer service representative answers and explains that you are in luck. The company is offering a special promotion. If you pay for your rental upfront using a gift card or prepaid debit card, you can get a significant discount. It seems odd, but the representative insists that the deal is a partnership with the gift or prepaid debit card provider. You purchase the cards and share the PIN with the representative. The special offer is a scam, and the rental car doesn't even exist. To avoid a rental car con, never make payments with prepaid debit cards or gift cards. Use contact information listed directly on the business's website instead of relying on an internet search for customer support phone numbers. Beware of sponsored links. Fake websites sometimes pop up in your web browser's sponsored ad section and appear at the top of the search results. When in doubt, verify special deals directly with the company. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. You can also find more information about how to protect yourself from scams by following the Wisconsin BBB on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. An array of activities begin today in Richland Center and run through Sunday as part of Center Color Fest. In Richland Center, it's Richland Center's homecoming. The Richland Center Homecoming Parade will step off at 2:55 this afternoon in downtown Richland Center. The Hornets will also host River Valley in tonight's homecoming football game. Hill Country Classic Power's annual Wheels of Time truck and tractor show at the Richland County Fairgrounds will begin this afternoon at 4. You are invited to view classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles all weekend. A parade of vehicles will be held at the fairgrounds Saturday at 4. Admission to the show is free. The Greater Richland Area Chamber and local downtown businesses will host its annual Wine and Beer Walk tonight. It will be followed by a dance party at the Phoenix Center from 8:30 to 11:30. Activities will continue throughout the weekend, including the annual Canyon of Lights Parade tomorrow night at 7. The makers of Monopoly are looking for Madison businesses and nonprofits to be a part of a special edition of the popular board game. Madison will be the first Wisconsin city to get its own version of Monopoly. Developers are taking suggestions about which businesses, nonprofits, and landmarks should appear on the game. They're keen on places that have credibility, community engagement, and have been around a long time. Monopoly Madison Edition will also have customized community chest and chance cards. Attorney General Josh Call will not be able to use sealed documents from the Milwaukee Archdiocese bankruptcy case to investigate sex crimes. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a federal judge ruled last month that the AG's office will not be allowed access to records that were sealed a decade ago in the wide-ranging bankruptcy case involving settlements with victims of clergy abuse. Call argued the files would remain confidential and not be released to the public, and the Archdiocese was failing to provide records in his investigation. Judge Michael Heffinger said the files were sealed to protect victims. He ruled the DOJ failed to provide sufficient reason to breach that confidentiality and did not indicate how it would notify all the victims whose files were being opened.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Friday, October 4th. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing Home in Mauston. Services will be held this morning at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this afternoon from 1 until 3. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain. Shirley May Ng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley May Ng, 92, of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together.